Luke chapter number 1 and verse 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. See, that's where Joseph lived. That's where Mary lived. They lived in Nazareth. Remember this morning when I said that after his, they took him up to the temple after so many days and presented him in the temple to the priest, that they would have went back home to Nazareth. But see, God got them to Bethlehem because of the taxing. And that's where he was born, in Bethlehem. And all that was done, think about that, all that was done to get Joseph and Mary and to get that child to Bethlehem, to where it would be born in Bethlehem. But no doubt they went back home to Nazareth after all that. So that's just something there for you. Verse 27, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. Over and over, verse 27, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. Twice, he reiterated that. She was a virgin. A virgin. The Bible, God wanted us to know that. She was a virgin. And listen, you can look up all the words you want to. A virgin doesn't mean but one thing. She's never been with a man. She had never been with a man. And she hadn't been with Joseph neither. Even though she was espoused to him, their marital vows had not been completely fulfilled. All the contracts signed and whatnot. They didn't know one another in that way. She was a virgin. And the angel came in unto her and said, "Hail thou that art highly favored." This is how God looked upon Mary. "Thou that art highly favored." "Thou that art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. Now, this angel didn't appear to Mary in a dream. This angel, this is a personal visitation. The angel of the Lord. Are you listening to me? And the angel Gabriel. Gabriel. And the angel came in unto her and said, "Hail, thou that art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. Now, just as a side note, you see how the Bible talked about that, how that she cast in her mind. You see, a lot of things that go on upstairs, we put them up there. Some things the devil tries to put up there, but a lot of things we may put up there. She cast this in her mind. What kind of salutation is this? She began to think that. What kind of salutation? What manner of salutation? What manner of salutation? What was he going to say to her? What was he going to ask of her? What was going to become of her? I mean, there's a lot of questions going on. What manner of salutation is this? Do I need to pray like Abraham for someone? You know, I mean, there's a lot of ways that the Lord came to different Israelites, godly saints in the Old Testament, for different purposes in different ways. She didn't see herself as the Isaiah virgin. She didn't realize that's what that salutation was going to be about. She never thought God would pick her. I mean, you think about that. And I know this, most preachers that I've ever talked to said they had never thought that God would call somebody like them. But God sees something in Mary, and she is highly favored. And she is blessed, and the Lord is with her. And so the angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God." Favor with God. "And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" How shall this be? What did the angel say to her? "Thou hast found favor with God. Thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, "The Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee." Just like he moved upon the earth, upon the face of the waters, there was no life in Genesis 1 until the Holy Ghost moved upon the face of the waters. And so he's going to, the Bible said, "Come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee," as to envelop her, encloak her. The power of God is bringing this to pass. That had to happen for the miracle. It had to be the power of God to put God himself in the womb of a woman. without a man involved. To be God's son, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. Creation power. Creation power. He that created all things is now being made flesh. He's being made flesh. And the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing. That holy thing. That used to bother me. That holy thing. Somebody tried to, you know, say something one time about this. I'm not even going to give it the time of day. But there's another place. I believe it's in the book of Acts. It talks about our Lord in that way. That holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. See, he's different. This child, that holy thing, this son of Mary is the Son of the Highest. The Son of the Highest. Now, God is telling her all this is going to happen. The Holy Ghost, the power of the Highest, shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. The Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. In other words, you know your aunt or your cousin Elizabeth. You knew she was barren. I have done a miracle in her that she could have a son. So don't think that I can't do this, that you have the Son of God. Now look, and Mary said, and right here is what I want to get to, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. She had to accept it. God wasn't going to force himself upon her. God wasn't going to do this without her accepting him. All through his birth, you'll find the shepherds, the angels came. That great salutation. I mean, shepherds keeping watch over their flock by night, abiding in the field. And suddenly, the light from heaven, the glory of the Lord shone round about them. They were afraid. And the angel said the same thing. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you this day is born in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
Amen.
And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Now listen, after the whole salutation, they thought on those things. And then one of them spoke up. The Bible said they said one to another, let us go and see this thing
which the Lord hath made known to us. You see, they had to choose to go see, just like she had to choose to receive. The choice of Christmas, the choice of Christ, is in the hand of every man and woman. They don't have to believe. They don't have to go see. They don't have to let God do that miracle in them. They have that choice. But if they let Him, God will do a miracle in them. Like He did a miracle in her. God will show them that miracle. Like He showed them shepherds. But they had to be with, they had to want to go. Let us go. They would have never seen Him had they not went when they did. Do you know that? There, that invitation was so important. Unto you is born this day. You wait much longer, He may not be around the next day. But He is born this day in the city of David. And they thought. I mean, you can look at it in chapter number 2. That's where it is. Verse 15, and it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem. That's where they said He'd be. And see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. What thing? This child born in the city of David, the Christ child, the Lord, Christ Elohim, God in the flesh. Boys, this is Emmanuel. He said He was Christ the Lord. It's Emmanuel, born right where God said He'd be born. And if any of them had any sense, I bet one of them spoke up and said, and I guarantee you His mama was a virgin. Amen. But they had to be willing to receive. They had to be willing to go. I mean, look at the peace that God offered. Listen, a man, woman, they're not. No one's going to stand before God and say, I didn't know. Listen, people know Christmas around the world. Now, what man has turned it into, that's a whole other thing. But I think most people know where Christmas come from. What the, you can't even say Christmas without saying Christ. I didn't know in a lost state that Xmas was a bad thing. I thought, well, they're just shortening, you know, the word. No, they were crossing Christ out of Christmas. That's what they were doing. Merry Xmas. God have mercy. Why would someone want to cross Him out of Christmas? He's the reason. See, you got to be willing. You got to. They don't have to. Those that do that choose not to go and see this thing which the Lord hath brought to pass. Those that do that choose not to say, be it unto me according to thy word. That miracle. Listen, even for us that are saved, church, listen, God wants us to remember the Christ miracle He did in our life. He made us a new creature in Christ. The Holy Ghost overshadowed us. The power of the highest came upon us.
Amen. And came inside of us. Came into our heart. What a miracle. That's as big a miracle as the virgin birth. The miracle of the new birth. Amen. That God would dwell in man. Thank the Lord. God gave them a word. A word. God gave them a prophecy. Something to believe in. The word of faith. That's what people need to hear. They need to hear that word of faith. Mary heard the word of faith. They told her. The scripture over there. They're telling the shepherds what the Old Testament scripture said. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. That's what the scripture said would happen. In the city of David, the city of Bethlehem, Christ would be born. And they gave them, I love this, gave them a present sign to look for. You'll find him wrapped in swaddling clothes. Listen, the Bible said, no man knoweth the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. But the same Lord said, you're not in darkness that day should overtake you as a thief. He told them, said, you can discern the face of the sky. And said, look up. When you see all these things, know that it's near, even at the door. We get coming around this time of the year, and you get to see these beautiful flowers, poinsettias everywhere, lights everywhere. You know what you're saying? Christmas is coming. We get to seeing signs in the heaven above, signs in the earth beneath. Jesus is coming. Amen. Jesus is coming. I love celebrating this time of the year, his first coming, his birth. So precious. He came to his own, and his own what? Received him not. They had the choice to receive him or not receive him. Every instant you look, go to every instant. Simeon in the temple. He could have received him or not received him. But you know what he did? He knew it was him. And he said, take me on now, Lord. Mine eyes have seen thy salvation. I knew I wasn't going to leave here till I saw him. He had faith. And he believed that was the child. Joseph went dumb until his birth, or after his birth, or Zechariah, but John the Baptist was his forerunner. When he heard, even as a babe in the womb, he leaped for joy. People say there's no way he could have known. Listen, I don't know why he was leaping for joy then. Why would a 6-month-old child leap for joy at the sound that the Savior was coming? That was his whole purpose of life. That was his whole purpose in coming, to be his forerunner. His life meant nothing else but that. to tell others, come see, come and see, come and see. What happened to anybody that got something from him in his life? They went back and told others, come and see.
Amen.
Come and see a man. Amen. Come see him. People have a choice to make. To believe or not to believe. To receive or not to receive. Amen. To come or to not come. Bless the Lord. Well, all right, that's the little thought this evening. I want you to stand.